Hello, 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 people. Welcome to another Wahala Wednesdays podcast brought to you right here on AfriConnect.com. You know what it is, the only online community for you to get connected and stay connected to all things Africa. So let's just get into it because honestly, this thing is really crazy. This whole Chris Brown Rihanna thing, have you guys heard? I'm sure you've heard. I wasn't going to discuss it. I didn't want to address it, really. I'm kind of tired of hearing it. But it speaks to something that is prevalent in African communities, so we do have to address it. So first, the backstory. I'm sure by now you have all seen the pictures that TMZ put up of Rihanna's face. Did you guys see the contusions on her face? The busted lip, everything. Can you believe that somebody did that to her? Regardless of who she is, she's still somebody's child. And somebody beat her like that. And then, you know, reading all these sites, you see that Chris Brown, they've reconciled number one. And Chris Brown is doing people's video. He's in the studio, you know, trying to make another song, whatever. And it's just like, for real? This is kind of disgusting. The people who have spoken out about it in Hollywood have retracted their statements. Usher, people like that, saying, you know, I don't want to make any judgments and da da da. But you need to call a spade, oh. You have to. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. I don't think anybody can sit here and justify Chris Brown's actions. So people need to speak out. Let's talk about how this relates to the African community. You know, some people know women in their families, maybe their sisters, their aunts, family friends, even their own mother, who may have gone back to a man who physically and verbally, you know, abused them, emotionally abused them. And it's like, why? Why? Why does that such thing occur? Now, in Rihanna's case, it may be because she loves him and she's able to look past that, you know, look past all the hurt. And say, this boy loves me and I love him. I can't live without him. Whatever, whatever. Even though she's only 21 and her whole life is ahead of her. But whatever. You know, for women on the African continent, sometimes it may not be that way. It may be that they have no other options. Abby, if somebody is feeding you and clothing you every single day, why would you leave the situation? Now, if he's beating you, it's an easy decision to make. But to someone who's older, who has children, who has an established life, it's not so easy. So what does that mean for us? What do we do in that type of situation? You know? It's easy for us to say, us who are listening, who have access to the internet, and thus by default must have opportunities outside of what a lot of people have. You know, we got to work on putting ourselves in a position where we don't have to rely on other people so that we can make decisions without wondering what's going to happen to so-and-so because of our decision. But then, like, let's also look at African culture because, let's be real, though, there are a lot of places, a lot of African communities where leaving a man for this type of stuff is looked down upon. In fact, you're looked at as weak because these are the things that men do, and if you can't take it, then what kind of woman are you? Now, I think that type of mentality is what holds women back, is what holds whole communities back because it's not just about the women. You know, if you continue to support a mentality of ignorance, of violence, of inferiority, of insecurity, that's what you'll continue to breed. But don't let me start preaching. I could be totally and completely wrong. Maybe Chris Brown and men like him, maybe it's just a mistake. Maybe you need to fall back. People make mistakes now. We are all human. Maybe we just need to let this guy, you know, learn his lesson and do whatever so he can go back to making his kiss and take you down, you know, so he can take down the next person he wants to take down, whatever. I could be tripping. We could all be, you know, it may not be as serious, but I have to be honest, I think it is that serious. And Rihanna, homie, if you're listening, for whatever reason, you might be listening. I think Oprah said it best, you know, love doesn't hurt. It just doesn't hurt. Love does not hurt. And once an abuser, always an abuser. But that's my personal take. is really about y'all, what y'all think. Let's talk about it. This is stuff that is close to us. If it's not close to you now, it could be close to you later. Let's discuss it. Let's share. Let's learn. Let's comment. You know what it is. Thanks for listening. AfriConnect.com. Don't forget to comment, discuss, and share. Peace.